It's now time for the WKLM West Holmes Student Spotlight, and this week the spotlight falls on Carolyn Rohr. Carolyn is a 17-year-old senior who is the daughter of Amy and Matt Rohr, and she attended Kilbuck Elementary. When asked about her extracurricular activities, Carolyn says that she is in marching band where she plays the trumpet and also chamber choir, and in the past, she ran cross country. When asked what she likes to do in her spare time, this is what Carolyn had to say.
In my spare time, I do quite a few hobbies all over the place, but recently in the past year or so, I have started my own business online where I make things out of resin and wood and just general knickknacks specifically for tabletop gaming. Stuff like Dungeons and Dragons. I make dice or props or different things like that. I love music. I love theater. I am a part of the chamber choir, and I've done all of the musicals in my past 3 years. I'm hoping that we can have a show this year because I have never gotten to do any of the Home Center for the Arts shows just because of timing with different camps. But in general, just a lot of crafty stuff, music, art.
For a part-time job, Carolyn works for her dad at Rohr Construction, and she does whatever he needs her to do. And the other community activities that Carolyn is involved in is 4-H, and she was on the junior fair board in the past. For her favorite class, Carolyn says it is chamber choir, and it's a select group of students from each grade. When asked about her inspiration or role model, this is what Carolyn had to say.
I think in my life of people that I've met, it was probably Gracie Shreve, who was a senior 2 years ago. That was one of my biggest role models, just because when I got to high school and I got chamber choir, she was one of the upperclassmen. And, you know, suddenly I was spending a lot more time with her and I was talking to her a lot more, and I just got to learn a lot from her as someone who, like myself, you know, did a lot of different things and put so much time into both grades and music and extracurriculars. She's the person who, you know, got me into sewing again and making things again. She is one of the reasons that I was able to deal with and understand my mental health a lot better, just because she is somebody who has struggled with a lot in her life, both like from a medical standpoint and from a personal standpoint, but she always put all of herself into everything all the time, and yet she still managed to take care of herself. And she was just a very good person in my life and a very good figure in my life.
For her future plans, Carolyn plans on attending Baldwin Wallace for a studio art degree major and a creative writing minor, with the hope to do a study abroad either her junior or senior year of college in Ireland. The memorable scholastic experience that stands out to Carolyn is her first band lock-in, where she received her introduction to Dungeons and Dragons, which opened up a lot of other areas and talents. When asked how her education or other experiences are preparing her to meet her life goals, she says that life is about learning and school helps give you the basic knowledge to go out and have experiences. When asked what words of advice she has for younger students, this is what Carolyn had to say.
Don't worry so much. I think that there's always this idea that, you know, high schoolers and kids and teenagers are aloof and lazy and don't care and all that. And some people don't. But from what I see, a lot of people spend so much time worrying about if things are going to work out, if they're going to get an A on this test, if this person's going to ask them out, or if they're going to have a date prom, or, you know, they're going to be able to get this scholarship or go to this school. Don't worry about it so much, because if you care and if you put any amount of effort into it, what you are working towards happening will happen. All of the little things, all of the smaller things in between, they are not as influential as you might think they're going to be.
When asked about a skill or personal characteristic that she thinks is key to facing challenges, this was Carolyn's answer.
The ability to grow past something. The ability to see something that you either did wrong or something bad that happened to you or anything like that. Any challenge that might come your way, being able to experience that and deal with, you know, what comes out of it, whether good or bad, and being able to eventually look at it and understand it, or at least understand what you can take from it. Being able to learn from your experiences and not just bury them away.
And when asked what her spark is, this is what Carolyn had to say.
Learning about other people, experiencing things. I think, I don't know how to put that into like one word or as a definite sentence, but I've always had a love and an interest of learning about people and learning about the world. I love learning. I love experiencing things. Sometimes it feels like the books and the papers and the tests and the pages are more constricting than I'd like, but you have to go through that. But the thing that always keeps me going and keeps me wanting to do more is the idea that there is so much out there to see and do and experience. So many people to meet and stories to hear and music to listen to. There is so much out there to learn and see and do. And that is what really keeps me out there and makes me the person that I am, because I want to see it and do it all, as much of it as I can.
Carolyn Rohr, this week's focus on our WKLM Student Spotlight.